We're making it quite complicated tonight. The music is worth it.
Maybe I don't understand the rhymes and reasons, but I know the songs. I have seen the flowers, the sun, the children, and I have found love. Yes, everything is new. My world is new. Every morning rises, bringing me home. And peace of mind, it's all in my hands. Maybe I still have to go through more changes yet, but I'm not afraid of showing this face, this smiling face. I am what I am. Yes, I have found my way, I have made my space, and I bring in my hands the gift of love to spread out around, to make this world smile. Yeah.
All in my hands, yeah. It's my love. gosto de fruta, o beijo olhado, o corpo depois, que queima e chama. Espera, te espreita, que tanto te quer. Ah, esse brilho nos olhos, teu espreguiçar, jeito bom de sorrir e a sede de amar, e o teu caminhar lento, feliz.
It's a first to hear a song with more or less, you know, divided between two different languages. So equally divided. Beautiful dynamics.
I surrender. I'll give you all I've got. It will last forever.
This is the kind of sound I would describe as when you start hearing your kitchen appliances during the music. That kind of sound.
Feeling all right.
Another term would be, it's a clean sound. No clutter. But also, it still is rich. It's just, you know. Definitely has an analog sound to it. For that, it still has, you know, beautiful range, you know. From high end to low end, it's all there, just, you know, sprinkled. Instead, you know, this is fairy dust instead of a sledgehammer. Remarkable how sophisticated, you know, they use, you know, specifically, you know, state of the art, you know, instruments that was just brand new on the market, and they, you know, they make them blend in and interact like they never did anything else. It's just so beautiful and so very well done. That was the title track, yeah. And yeah, for me, this is almost, you could say, an A-side. this is a straight 10 in every category. Wow. So, yeah. Because, you know, and something I would say similarly, great in this at the same level would be Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays. As Wichita Falls, So Falls Wichita Falls, or something like that. I know I had the title wrong, but yeah, it's from the same time, I guess, and they have, you know, the same level of everything done, you know, to perfection. And whoa, yep. And even the music is like the songs, and this is like one of those, that's the same quality level for me. Wow, what a jam. And that's for me, you know, those are the brightest moments musically when it comes to the 80s. This is the stuff of legends, and there are a lot of those albums, if you look, which are not only defining the time musically, but also, you know, are more or less, you know, outstanding accomplishments in terms of creating, you know, timeless records. And this is what this is. This is one that gets better with each year. at least in my opinion, especially when you compare the sounds, and that's what I was referring to, how this sound has aged. I mean, whoa, today we are, clean, crispy clean, and in a good way, where you say, wow, the amount of detail that is revealed, and yet everything else is in the, you don't miss anything. That's what I mean. You get all that, and it's not, you don't feel like you're trading something off. That's what I mean. That's how great that sounds, that the amount of detail that's in there, and that is audible, and today compared to today, I would say, yeah, you still have that quality today. Of course you have. But that doesn't mean it's... I'm not saying this is unique to that time. All I'm saying is it's unique in any time. Back then until now. So... And that's what, for me, defines the quality of this album, because that it's, yeah, it would be unique in every time since right now, until now. So, yeah,